One day, a special invite turned arrived saying that the kid was going to hold a game ball at the place. Cinderella's stepmother and the two ugly sisters were very excited. "You can make new dresses for all of us," one of them said to Cinderella. "We must have the most beautiful clothes to wear to the ball. Then King Song will be there," said the other sister, "and I have heard that he is looking for a wife. He might choose me." On the night of the great ball, Cinderella helped her stepmother and her ugly sisters to get dressed in their new gowns. Then she watched them driving away. As Cinderella went over to sit by the fire, tears began to roll down her cheeks. "Oh, how I wish I could go to the ball," she said. Suddenly, a kid, the old woman, appeared beside Cinderella. "I am your fairy godmother," she said, "and I can help you go to the ball. Follow me." She went out into the garden and tapped an enormous pumpkin with her magic wand. Emitting it turned into a fun torch. Then six green mice from the mouse top become six green horses to pull the coach. An old rat because the coachman there, said the fairy godmother. "Now you can go to the ball, Cinderella." "But I cannot go to the ball in this red clothes," cried Cinderella. The fairy godmother touched Cinderella with her magic wand. "Look," she said, "you are now wearing the loveliest gown in the land." Cinderella was delighted. She watched as her old slippers catch into the beautiful cloth shoes and have ever seen. "Oh, thank you, fairy godmother," she cried. "You can be on your way now, my child," said her fairy godmother. "But there is one thing a rich man remember. You must leave the ball by midnight, because then the mages will eat, and your clothes will be wrecked again." "I will not forget," said Cinderella, as she climbed into her coach. When Cinderella walked into the court ballroom, everyone turned to look at her. The prince came towards her, amazed by her beauty. As the music began to play, she took her hand. Then he danced with her all night. The ugly sister sat beside their mother and said, "Who is that beautiful girl? We have never seen her before." Everyone at the ball wanted to know who she was.